Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is, no matter if it's morning, noon, or night, ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are so excited that you're here with us today on the network. Ladies and gentlemen, I am convinced that prayer is the key. Prayer is the key to talking and working with God, ladies and gentlemen, to get things done each and every day in our lives. So we're so excited about that. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Bishop will be up shortly. And we're just excited about Bishop being with us today. And Dr. Crenshaw, we always love to hear prayer, Bishop, and also the wisdom and prayers of Dr. Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want you all to put your hands together. It's an exciting day to be alive. Y'all better thank God for this another day. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are one, ladies and gentlemen. We thank them. We thank him. Matter of fact, let's give him one more praise because we just thank God for being alive today. God bless you. Amen, amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, those who are just getting with us here, that number 347-843-4559 will be opening up the lines later on if you like to share your prayer request. Ladies and gentlemen, know that we're always praying for you each and every day. 347-843 is the call-in number, 347-843-4559. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number, ladies and gentlemen. You could be tweeting that out right now, as long as you're not driving or flying around the world in your own plane, right? I love it. Praise God. That number again, ladies and gentlemen, 347-843-4559. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, also, too, for those that have the word today as well, I'm going to read a portion of Psalms 107. We encourage you to read the entire chapter when you can today, whenever you can in the Lord. Psalms 107, we'll be reading verses 1 through 8 in a few seconds here. Thank you so much for that time as well. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know we had just had a wonderful our celebration around the country and, of course, around the world was Thanksgiving. We trust that you had a wonderful time with family and virtually or live with your family on Thanksgiving. We thank God for another opportunity. Amen. Yes, yes. So we know that not everybody enjoyed the Thanksgiving, so we're praying for those families. And we know there's a lot going on, ladies and gentlemen. Just excited about you being here today. Let's go to the word, ladies and gentlemen, so we can hear from Bishop today. Amen. Psalms 107, 1 through 8, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Come on now. For his mercies endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Amen. And gather them out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. Amen. They wandered in the wilderness a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainteth in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. Amen. Y'all hear that one? And they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. Amen. Praise God. And he led them forth by the right way, and they might that they might go to the city of habitation. Amen. Oh, men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Isn't that wonderful? Let's just give the Lord a hand clap of praise for his mercy, grace, and guidance today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, your spirit, you would put your wonderful selves together, ladies and gentlemen, as we open up Bishop's mic right now in Jesus' name. Bishop, thank you so much this morning for being with us. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. Father, we thank you this morning. We glorify you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. Lord, we thank you for all your many, many blessings that you have stored up over our lives. We thank you, Lord, for health, life, and strength this morning. We praise you, Almighty God, that we're closed in our right mind. We thank you, Lord, for your word is eternal. Your word is merciful. Your word is grace and goodness. Lord, we thank you this morning because your word is what we need as more and more. We thank you this morning, God, as you continue to look on your people everywhere, as you continue to look on America, as you look on this world, as you look on all other countries, God, you know all things. You know all situations. You know all circumstances. And Father God, we commit to your hands. We commit to your spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray this morning, God, your words say, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then you would hear from heaven and you will forgive our sin and you will heal our land. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. And so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you please, and it will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And God, we magnify you this morning. We give thanks to you for all that you have done in our lives. We thank you for our families, We thank you for our communities. We thank you for our cities. We thank you for our country. We thank you for other nations. We thank you, Father God, this morning for all that you have done, God. We thank you that you brought us this far and allowed us to see another day that we never seen before. We thank you, God, because you are the only one. When everything else and everybody else has gone away, you will be there for us. And, Father, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, as you strengthen those, God. We strengthen those that have lost loved ones during this time and this season, God. Be with them, God. Be a mother, be a father, be a sister, be a brother, be a niece, a nephew, cousin, or whatever. Be there for them, God, and comfort them during this time. And, Father, we thank you right now, God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask, according to the power of God that worketh on the inside of us. We know you are able, God. And this is the confidence that we have in you, that if we ask anything according to your will, that you heareth us. And God, we know that you hear it, that we have a petition, that we desire you. And Father, we thank you this morning because you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was on it. But with your stripes, we are healed. With your stripes, we are healed. With your stripes, we are healed. We thank you as you heal every sick individual, God. We thank you, God, as you test their minds, as you test their bodies, as you test their spirit. Father God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and give you honor. We thank you, God, it is already done according to your will. God, you said your word said, your righteous cry in the Lord heareth and deliver them out of all of their trouble and out of all of their fears. We thank you this morning that we have the confidence in your word, and we know that you watch over your word to perform it. And God, we thank you that your word will not fall to the ground. We thank you, God, that you have given your angels charge over us. And God, you will keep us from evil. You will keep us from all diseases. Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you. And Father, we thank you even during this pandemic. You know the end, God. You know every circumstance. You know every situation of every individual. And Father, we thank you, God, as you make the crooked places straight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we repent of our sins. We repent of our shortcomings. We repent of our failures. Father God, we repent for this nation. Oh God, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for your word. We glorify you this morning. We lift your name up and we give you glory and honor. We thank you for every mother this morning. We thank you, God, as you strengthen that child this morning. Look on that person that incarcerated this morning. Father, we know you're able, God, to strengthen them and encourage their hearts, God. Father, we thank you, God, for that child that have left home, God, and the parent don't know where they are. Father, we pray this morning, God, that you would test that child heart and test that child mind, and God, that they will call their parent and call their mother, their father, their cousin, their nephew, their uncle, their aunt, and let them know that, God, that everything is well with them. And Father, we thank you this morning as you got your angels in camp about them, God. We thank you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against them shall be able to prosper. And Father, we come against every evil work of the enemy. And Father God, we know that you're able to make the crooked places straight. And we thank you this morning. We pray for those that have given to those in this season. We pray for those that have given out of their resources, given out of their self. yourself given to those that are rich, that fortunate than they are. Father, we thank you for them this morning. We pray that you will bless them even the more. We pray that you will protect their families even the more. We pray that you will save them even the more. We thank you this morning. We praise you for every soul that has given their life to you. We thank you for the backslider that's coming back to you. We pray for that man, that woman, that child that have not made up their mind this morning, that you would test their heart, that you would bring a conviction in them, that God, that they have surrendered to your will, even to the unbelievers, all those that believe that you don't even exist. God, we know that you're able to change their minds in a quickening of a moment, in a twinkling of the eye. You're able to change their hearts. And Father, we thank you this morning. Let us be a light. Let us be a light that sit on the hill that the world can see Jesus in us. And we thank you this morning for the body of Christ, dear God, as you bring us together, bring us, unify us as never before. Father, make us one in the name of Jesus, as you are one. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. We pray this morning for people all over this world. We pray for that mother. God, we pray for that child. We pray for that son, that father. We pray for those that's in the school system, God. We pray for the principal, the teacher. We pray for the faculty members. We pray for the children, even the going to school, that you will protect them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you this morning, God, for the parent, God, that you be with them, those that are at home studying in school. Father, we thank you as you bless them, God, in the name of Jesus. Protect their minds in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we praise you for them, God. We praise you for your goodness, God. We thank you, God, and you've given them the ability to learn, oh, God, in the great way, God. You're giving them the opportunity to rise to the forefront, God, to carry out your work. We thank you, God, you're delivering them. You're bringing up men and women and boys, God, that will seek your faith, that will walk in your word, that will decree and declare. We thank you, Father, family members, oh, Father. We thank you, Father, children, God. Dear God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you continue to bless them, God. Bless their minds, God. Bless their handwork, God. Bless what they do in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We pray for every child this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for every nation. We pray for the president of the United States. We pray for the government, God. We pray for the leaders all over this world. We pray for pastors. Father God, we pray for the congregation. We pray for church members everywhere. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, let us keep moving forward to the kingdom of God. Let us keep moving forward, holding fast to the word of God. Keep decreeing and declaring your word. Keep holding on to your word, God. We thank you, God, and we give you all the praise, God. We thank you, God. Even in this pandemic, God, you're moving in such a great and mighty way that you're working miracles. You're working signs and wonders. We thank you for every miracle that you're performing. We thank you for every blessing, God. We thank you every moment we breathe. God, you are the air that we breathe this morning. God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for that person that don't know you. We pray for that person that's incarcerated. We pray for that person in the nursing home this morning. We pray, oh, Heavenly Father, as you strengthen them, God. Father God, we ask you to look on Mother Young as you continue to heal our body, because Bishop Young continue to heal his body. Father, and all the other those that are sick this morning, we pray that you continue to heal their loved ones everywhere, and we magnify you, we glorify you. We know this is the day that you have made, and we will and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that you made, God, and we made, you made all things good, and we know that all things are working together for good to those that love the Lord, the one that are called according to your purpose. And Father, we thank you. We thank you, not strange, when these fire trials do come to try us, but this is the will of God concerning Jesus Christ in us. We thank you this morning. We give you glory. We magnify you. We pray you. We thank you for all that you have done, and we praise you, God, that you allowed us to see another day and given us enough opportunity that we can rise to the forefront and we can decree and declare the thing that you have in life for us. We can decree and declare the victory over the enemy. We thank you this morning that you're touching the mind of that child, that man, that woman, that boy, the girl, that they won't give up on their dream, God, but they'll hold fast and know that you will bring the past in their life. We give you praise this morning, God. We thank you, God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you, God, as people, Lord, make us one in the spirit, God. Touch our loved ones in the name of Jesus. Bless us. Bring us closer together. Bring the body of Christ closer together in this season. Oh, God, and we pray for this world and the nation that we live in, that you will open our eyes to the truth of your word. And we'll walk in it, and God, we'll be obedient to your word. We just won't be hearers, but we'll be doers of the word of God. And we give you glory, and all honor shall be thine forever in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. If you're just joining us, that was the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop just prayed for your family, prayed for you. Prayed for your neighbor, prayed for your county, prayed for your city, prayed for the nation, ladies and gentlemen, state, and of course around the world. So we thank Bishop for that powerful prayer, ladies and gentlemen, that moves nations, that moves people to receive Jesus, to remove nations to receive the Lord today in Jesus' name. So we thank God for the opportunity to be with you today. This is Prayer Time, ladies and gentlemen, with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you today. Amen. With this exciting time, what a great day, what a great time to be with you today to order to just hear the prayer of the man of God today in Jesus' name. So let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we move forward here in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we always like to hear from Bishop's wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We love to always hear what Doc has to share with us this morning as well. So if you would, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together as we open up the mic for Bishop's wife, Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you this morning. How are you? God bless you.
Bless you, Elder Kevin. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Elder Kevin. And thank God for that powerful prayer from Bishop this beautiful morning. Praise God. This is the day that the Lord has made. And we all want to continue to rejoice and be glad in it. We know that during this particular time, many of us focus, praise God, on our family get-togethers, Thanksgiving. However, we must know that we should give thanks unto the Lord each and every day. Praise the Lord. But we know that this is a time that many take the time to get together. And one of the major functions of these fresh times, along with the fellowship, is eating. Praise the Lord. Eating, eating, eating. And certainly we want to be so mindful during this time to remember to continue to focus on the body and the need for being healthy, particularly during this time of COVID-19 that seemingly, praise God, is yet attacking many of those of whom that are dear to us. So as we focus on eating, let us not forget to take a moment and detox, praise the Lord, and keep those proper foods and vitamins in your body. Don't forget to drink a whole lot of water. Praise God, I can't say that enough. Drink a lot of water. Praise the Lord. Make sure you get you some vitamin D and C and the zinc in your house, which is very important. If your throat begins to feel a little scratchy, just get you some organic honey and chop you some garlic right in the midst of the honey in a tablespoon. Chop up the fresh garlic, and you take it and you chew it. It kind of takes away the hotness of the garlic, but it'll do away with that scratchy throat. So if you begin to feel scratchy in the throat, just take you some organic honey and chop it up. And chop up the garlic in it and just take it. Drink a whole lot of water. Also, praise God, if you begin to feel a little bit somewhat coming down with a cold, then just get you some lemon and then onions and garlic and boil it and then sweeten it with the organic honey. For those of you that are in an area where you can buy elderberry syrup with echinacea in it, elderberry syrup with echinacea in it. Here in Georgia, they called it elderberry plus. But we know elderberry is just good. Syrup is good alone. But if you can find elderberry syrup with echinacea in it, it certainly would be more advantageous to you as well. Echinacea is good for your lung health, those types of things. Also, if you can find zinc with echinacea in it, that you spray your throat with it, it's really good. Echinacea with zinc, zinc with echinacea in it. The zinc spray with echinacea in it is also very good. So why do we do these things? Because it's important. Paul said it like this: I pray God that our whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless even unto the coming of the Lord. So if it is that we work on our spirit man, praise God, we must work on our emotions. Praise God, amen. We must keep the love of God in our hearts. We must learn how to forgive. We must get bitterness out. Praise God, if there's anything in your heart or spirit you need to rectify with somebody, you need to do it now. The word of the Lord says, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. We don't have any time to be procrastinating about making sure our hearts are pure one toward another. The Bible tells us, do good to our enemies, love those that do us wrong, hate those, even feed our enemies. Praise God. I know a lot of us have ways to go with that one. However, it is yet the word of the Lord, and if we are going to walk in the characteristics of Christ, we must walk in all of the word and not part of the word. This is why our system is so messed up. The world is so messed up. The political system is messed up because people want to walk in partial parts of the word, and they don't want to leave the other part for somebody else. Well, I beg your pardon. Praise the Lord. We're going to stand before the Lord individually. You be judged by all things that are in our hearts and that we have done in this body. Praise God, emotionally as well as in our physical bodies. So, man of God, amen, the church need not get this thing twisted. Praise God, all of God's word, praise God, from the book of Genesis all the way to Revelation, and some of the stuff they decided to leave out. However, it is important that we focus on the main commandment that he said, I'm leaving with you, that you love your neighbor as yourself. So put yourself in the midst of any situation, and you ask yourself, Lord, what would you have done in this? Or would I have done this? Would I have said this? Put yourself in that situation, and would you want anything that had been done as such unto you? The word of the Lord said, praise the Lord. Do unto your neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. Praise the Lord. The love of God is what's missing in the world today. And the word of the Lord said it. Because he said that the love of many shall wax cold. We're living in a selfish world. We're living in a very selfish world. We see that from the government on down to the White House, the outhouse, and the in-house. Praise God. The love of many shall wax cold. It is the word of the Lord. So we must stand and stand again and pray God, as I said before, our whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. So God, after these days of celebrations over, holidays, you know, many of us may need a little detox. But however, it is so important that we make sure that we keep those vitamins and herbs and things in our bodies. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and don't forget to pray. Prayers of the righteous availeth much. Back to you, Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you. Amen. Amen. What a powerful, powerful prayer and wisdom and information, ladies and gentlemen, that you can take right now and use from Dr. Crenshaw. If you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, it's prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. Amen. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we are sensitive to the time. If you do have a prayer request, hit *1 on your phone so we don't miss you today on that. Don't want to miss your prayer request. *1 if you do have a specific prayer request that will give over to Bishop here in a few seconds here. Thank you so much for that. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's Saturday morning. What a great Saturday morning, ladies and gentlemen. Again, what a great time to be in prayer to the Lord today. Amen. You better praise God in your own way today and have a great time in Him today. But guess what? We also want to get some things done, right? You want to get some things done, or you can just relax, whatever you got to do today. But we just want you to know that God loves you so much. And he is in charge of everything. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Bishop, back to you, sir. God bless you. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless. Thank God for Dr. Crenshaw, the expression of words of encouragement. We pray as we continue to pray all over this world, as we continue to pray for our nation, that God will continue to bless his people. God will continue to open doors for those that have lost jobs and lost homes, and will continue to make ways for them and provide for them. And we know that God is an on-time God. As we continue to pray and seek the face of God, and know, God, no weapon that formed against us shall be able to prosper. And God bless you. God bless you. We love you. Continue to pray. Hold on to the word of God. And God is on your side. God bless you.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. Amen. What a great day. Great time to start your day, ladies and gentlemen, with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw this morning. Amen. God bless you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about what God is doing in our life. And we want you to know that God wants you to enjoy your life as well. But also, to pay attention to what's around us. I know as we move around the city, we move around and do our thing, but just pay attention to each other and neighbors, if you will, and people that are in need, because there's a lot of need. Some people just need somebody to just acknowledge them, that just to have a great day, or just whatever they need, whatever we can do, just be aware of others today. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep you along. I think I've been sharing, reading a book on prayer, Growing in Prayer, and I just want to take a couple of excerpts out of there real quickly for you. This is, I'm going to read real quickly, 1 Peter and also out of John. This is the Spirit from Heaven, and the other one is the Spirit of, and Prayer, real quickly. This is 1 Peter 1 and 12, ladies and gentlemen. And now this good news, Bishop just talked about that, has been announced by those who preach to you in the power of the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Amen, ladies and gentlemen. That's powerful right there. That's 1 Peter and 1 and 12. That's what Bishop and Doc just shared with us, ladies and gentlemen. The power of the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, the words of the Lord. Amen. And John 16 and 23 says, the truth is, oh, come on now, the truth is, you can go directly to the Father and ask him, and he will grant your request because you used my name. Wow, that is powerful right there. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to have a great day. Let somebody know you love them, and always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy your wonderful day today. And remember always that Jesus is Lord. God bless you. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop. Bye-bye. Have a good evening. Good day. Bye-bye.